Climate justice is the idea that climate change can impact underprivileged populations more adversely and examines how to fix the problem.
It concerned me that, like, I knew little to nothing about it.
Annie Chen is going to be a senior at Mayo High School in Rochester this fall. She says she never learned about climate justice in school, but she's made it her mission to help other students to learn about it.
I think sometimes, not all, but some people are a bit surprised that, like, you're younger. Sometimes, like, that also goes along with, like, they may not believe in, like, believe in, like, what you think or, like, what you know and, like, your ideas. But also, like, some people have been, like, very supportive.
Her mission is to help convince state lawmakers to pass legislation she helped create that would make climate justice curriculum part of 1st through 12th grade education in most Minnesota public and charter schools. Climate justice is the idea that climate change can impact underprivileged populations more adversely and examines how to fix the problem.
So it wouldn't be like a totally new class that like students would have to take. So like for science, you could take a class, you know, it could be like one or two or three classes per year about, you know, like fossil fuels and like their impact on the environment. And in history, you could learn about like the history of climate policy or like how, you know, climate change affects people socially. So there would just be like lessons within each grade talking about these things that are implemented in the already like required classes that we all take.
Annie says while her bill hasn't made it yet very far in state legislature, she will continue asking lawmakers to introduce the legislation in future sessions.
But I think it's really worth it because the idea and the goal, it just like it means like a lot to me. And like just like the people who I collaborate and work with, that like focusing so much time and energy on it is just like so fulfilling and so worth it, even if like we didn't pass it or like we didn't get a hearing.
Annie hopes to attend college after high school and study political science and climate justice. For NPR News and 360 Journalism, I'm Freya Armitage reporting from Coon Rapids, Minnesota.